From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. Chicago police are looking for whoever shot and killed a 15-year-old girl on the city's far south side over the weekend. Police say Demian Morris was sitting in the back seat of a gray SUV when she was shot and then rushed to the hospital where she later died. This happened near 106 and Sangamon in Washington Heights. And Chicago police are also looking for the people who fired shots at officers sitting in a vehicle last night near 46 and Damon. The officers were not hurt. They did not return fire. But CPD tells us those three officers were parked in an unmarked car when someone fired. The bullet went through the front windshield and got lodged in the rear passenger door. Today, faculty and staff at Chicago State University say they'll be back on the picket line for a 6-day of striking. Workload and compensation are the big sticking points. And the clock is ticking for faculty and staff at Governor State University, who have until 5:30 tonight to reach a bargain, or strike will start tomorrow. Union members are asking for a raise and say they're being overworked. And it's a near identical situation at Eastern Illinois University. They've been on strike since last Thursday as they also fight for better pay and workload changes. Their next bargaining session is set for tomorrow. Your forecast: the beautiful dry stretch continues to start the week. It'll be partly sunny with highs in the low 70s. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas.